shit in a second. I'm fucking pissed.
Jesus Christ.
Love is a unique expression of individualism, is a wish for contact, something like a sexual completion with an other, with a species which is not human. And the alien then falls into place in that role. The alien fulfills it. Alien love.
Thank you.
sound that you just heard, that sounds like a machine gun, is in fact the sound of the shoebill stork clapping its extremely large beak. The shoebill stork rarely makes noises, as they are extremely solitary birds, and this sound indicates that the bird is preparing to mate.
Shoebill storks are native to southeastern Africa and have long been depicted in Egyptian and Arabic art. The birds are extremely tall, growing up to 5 feet, with a very distinctive bulbous clog-shaped beak, hence the name. They look a little like a Muppet, but the birds can be extremely vicious. Their beak is razor sharp with a nail-like point. They often decapitate their prey by allowing creatures to poke their heads from their beak and clamping it shut.
Prey for these birds include a wide range of fish and wetland vertebrae, including tilapia, catfish, lungfish, snakes, and even baby crocodiles. They usually live close to poorly oxygenated waters, where fish swim closer to the surface to breathe. Shoebill storks are extremely patient and statue-like and have a 16% success rate in hunting.
The birds have an 8.5-foot wingspan and one of the slowest flapping rates of any bird. When flying, they often retract their necks, flying no more than 100 to 500 meters. Although the birds don't migrate very far, they also stay fairly far apart from each other, as they are aggressive. There are typically fewer than 3 nests per square kilometer. In tense situations, shoebill storks have been observed bowing to one another. In fact, there is a Ugandan stork named Sushi in captivity who will allow humans to pet him so long as they bow.
The birds lay 1 to 3 eggs, but usually parent shoebill storks will only raise one of their young. Raising the others as backups in case their chosen stork baby doesn't survive. Young storks have been known to kill their weaker siblings. Baby shoebill storks are fed regurgitated food from their parents while they learn to balance the weight of their large beaks. Baby stork noises at feeding time resemble the sound of human hiccups.
While the shoebill stork's bill is impressive, the bird's intense stare and their cool gray eyelids that flick from the sides of their eyes also play into their mesmerizing presence. Their 4 talons are extremely long, and one almost looks like a thumb.
We hope you enjoyed hearing about the majestic shoebill stork, but now we will play you a song and get into our show.
Why men great till they gotta be great? Don't text This week, we spoke to Pam Patel, who's the artistic director of MT Space, which stands for Multicultural Theater Space, which is a theaterless theater company in Waterloo dedicated to centralizing marginalized and racialized voices through theater. MT Space was formed 15 years ago and since has grown from producing a show every couple of years to starting Impact Festival in 2009.
The company operates out of a little corner of the First United Church to mentor artists, produce shows, and host local and international theater. They've also partnered with the YMCA to form the Newcomer Youth Program, an after-school high school theater program geared towards English language learning students.
In 2010, MT Space put on their first international tour and developed international relationships, increasing their profile on a national and local level.
We asked Pam Patel to tell us how MT Space came to be what it is today.
I've been with the company for 10 years. Well, actually 11 years now, but the company was actually founded in 2004 by a Lebanese artist who came to Canada in 2003 named Mejdi Boumatar, and he's still with MT Space as the Impact Artistic Director. Basically, he came to Canada, you know, immigrated here because of his wife and figured he'll be an artist here too. So he found that as he was auditioning for different companies and trying to get into different theater programs, he kept getting turned away because he didn't look the part or sound the part. And so he realized, you know, this was an issue in Canada with a lot of racialized artists. So he founded MT Space as sort of a platform for artists to who come from different backgrounds, Black, Indigenous, people of color, artists who could not only sort of claim the space they needed to tell their stories, but also bring their respective artistic practices to the work. So a lot of our work is devised theater and brings together basically differently cultured bodies into a space to tell a story. So MT Space started out as a company that produced one show every 2 years, and we've grown into an organization that has seven streams of activity, including a lot of the touring that we do and also our presenting series and our international theater festival. And I got involved with MT Space as an actor in 2008 when I met Mejdi and I auditioned for him. And I've been in every MT Space show since. And we just really hit it off as a director and actor and kind of as a mentor-mentee and developed an organic relationship. And over the course of 8 years, he kind of took me under his wing and gave me opportunities to learn more about the behind-the-scenes and organizational aspect of the company. And so, like, I do things like coordinate the conference for our international festival, and I even directed a couple of our smaller commissioned pieces. And then I took over in 2016 as artistic director.
So Pam was obviously inspired by Mejdi, and he became a mentor to her. When we use words like community building, I think it's easy to forget that community is a product of relationships. Since MT Space is largely a mentorship-based organization, we asked Pam what her experience being mentored by Mejdi was like and what MT Space offers new artists in Kitchener-Waterloo today.
Yeah, all I could say is I wouldn't be where I am if I never met Mejdi. He not only kind of introduced me to this whole amazing world of theater, but also got me really thinking about identity politics and you know, cross-cultural intersections and intersectionality and diversity and inclusion and just thinking about things on a higher level. And we had amazing conversations, and I've learned incredible insight from him. And his passion is infectious, you know? So I've been very inspired, and I've learned how to be an inspiring leader from him. And I realized that not everybody has that opportunity. You know, it was a timing thing. I was in the right place, the right time. We met and we clicked. But I do want to be able to provide those opportunities for other emerging artists and youth in our community. So I'm trying to get our Young Company program off the ground. where we, it's kind of an extension of our newcomer youth program, but it's for youth and also emerging artists who want to have a more intensive experience in theater. But I'm also trying to build a second component to the program where they get paired with a mentor in the community who is a cultural leader and also a person who identifies as being Black, Indigenous, or a person of color, to try to kind of forge these similar types of relationships and opportunities. If I hadn't met Majdi, I don't think I would have known what was even possible in theater, you know, because at that time, especially in Waterloo region, we still really thought about, you know, things like Stratford and Shaw and larger theater companies in Toronto kind of being where it's at. But through Majdi, I was able to learn about all these other like-minded organizations that are doing incredible work, and that you can really make political statements with theater, and you can really do some critical thinking with the work and the art that you're doing. So yeah, that's kind of what I'm trying to have empty space open up for, especially local emerging artists, so that we can continue those conversations, but we can also foster that kind of community locally.
New and emerging companies, groups, and organizations face many difficulties trying to find their space within a community. Even though Empty Space has been around for 15 years, there are still going to be challenges fitting into a community that is constantly changing. We wanted to ask Pam what some of these difficulties are and what kind of impact Empty Space has had on our community over the years.
It's interesting because there are days when I kind of feel like this is really hard and why are we doing this? Especially those days, you know, when we present work and we get when we present like award-winning national shows and, you know, we get really tiny audiences. But then we have incredible experiences where, you know, I remember we presented our Syrian double bill of two local Syrian artists. And we had packed houses, and it wasn't even about having these sold-out shows, but it was about the fact that we had our regular patrons in that theater, along with a lot of recent Syrian refugee families. And the conversations we'd have, the talkbacks after the shows, were just incredible and would remind me of why we're doing this. And I'm seeing those kinds of intersections and those kinds of conversations happening more and more at different levels, like at levels of government. And I see, like, you know, tech companies and stuff starting to actually think about this stuff. And I do think that there is a bit of a shift happening, but I think there needs to be more of a shift because, you know, we're still dealing with, obviously, gentrification. And you know, it's great for development and economic growth, but it's also marginalizing a lot of these sort of artistic voices, and especially further marginalizing the marginalized communities. So what I would love to see is that we move beyond just having these conversations and creating committees and stuff to actually implementing some action that prevents us from continuing to silo ourselves and actually talking across sectors and seeing how, for example, the art that we're creating at Empty Space can help fuel the conversations that need to happen within corporations and organizations. And obviously the space thing is an issue. The space thing is something that I actually think about all the time. And, you know, that's something that I think desperately needs to change in the community, is that we need an art center to help us thrive and grow. I think part of Empty Space's survival is that we've become like a national and now an international company. And so we're able to keep doing what we're doing, but it's really challenging for us to continue pushing the envelope and presenting our work locally when there's just such a lack of space.
The creator community needs to know about Empty Space and the work that they're doing. Intersectionality, inclusivity, and representation are all incredibly important conversations to be had during the exponential growth within KW and its tech scene. As much as we can talk about it, as Pem says, it's incredibly important to implement ideas and solutions. Empty Space is a great organization to help lead some of those conversations.
As we've explored community throughout this series, we've found so many people connect through art, and it seems to be the crux of many community events. We asked Pam to tell us about theater as a tool in community building. She tells us about how Empty Space's process is integral to the work they produce.
Well, I was talking to someone actually about our process at Empty Space, and I feel like our process gives a pretty good example of how we create and change community. We usually create our shows over the course of 8 weeks, 8 to 12 weeks, working in the studio Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. And we bring together, like I said, we walk into the studio on day one with a topic or an idea or a story that inspires us. And we bring together a team of people that we know will have something to say about that, but also who bring their lived experience to the work that's relevant. So, for example, our most recent show, Amal, actually has Syrian artists in the cast and has a Turkish artist in the cast and has first-generation Canadians and has settler artists and an Indigenous artist in the cast. And we came together and we talked a lot about what this topic means to us, and we try to put that in our bodies and create that work. But the most important thing for us throughout that process is that we have an open door policy. So anyone can drop in at any time from the community to watch our rehearsal process. And all that we ask is that they give us feedback on what they saw. And that helps us to shape our work, but also engage them in the conversation before they walk into the theater to watch the sort of end product. And more than the piece itself, like I keep coming back to the conversations and the awareness that we're trying to raise. And so this is why we're like, okay, well, let's have an open door policy so that we're sure that we're creating a show that is multi-layered and isn't stereotyping or tokenizing, but also so that the community learns what actually goes into creating a theater show, that it's not just, you know, 2 weeks for us. It's not just, you know, 2 weeks with some lights and sets and costumes, but it's actually pouring our blood, sweat, and tears into something. And it's actually seeing commitment from these artists and then trying to extend that commitment to the community into telling the story. And then, you know, it's really important to us to have these talkbacks too, and to also to mention our community partners who have offered a lot of support, like Reception House and the Multicultural Center and Mennonite Coalition of Refugee Support, so that people also know that there are these other resources in the community that they can go to if they also wanted to make an impact, but also if they wanted to learn more about, recent Syrian refugees who have come to Waterloo region. So that's like kind of an example of how we try to use our theater to create a wider footprint, I guess, in the community.
So inclusivity, representation, conversation, education, they're all integral parts of the work that Empty Space does. Pam mentioned that not only do they put on these performances for the community to start a conversation, they also do some commission pieces or talks. So they've done things for conferences that they've toured. They've performed for policymakers and other groups to kind of kickstart those conversations and give a voice to people who don't necessarily have a say in every narrative.
Yeah, I think the most important thing for me is that anything we can do to increase awareness about how to really be inclusive in our respective workplaces or schools or places where we volunteer or in our respective communities, anything we can do to kind of offer a different lens or a different perspective or to tell a different story that might help to just raise that awareness. Is why we're here. I mean, our vision is to bring together different communities to create a community of difference. And so I always say, you know, as long as I'm walking into rooms and I'm the only person of color in that room, we still have work to do.
After 11 years immersed in theater, we wanted to know about Pam's favorite show she's seen through empty space.
The show I always talk about is in 2015, at our international festival, we presented a show called The City of Others, and it was a Colombian dance piece. It was like, I think it was like 15 artists on stage, and three of them were musicians who were actually a band, and they had this album that the director was inspired by to create this work from, and this piece was created by artists from the Afro-Colombian community in Colombia, which is also a marginalized group there. And just through using their physical bodies, they just created such an energy on stage that caused the audience to, at the end of the show, just jump to their feet and rush down to the stage and start dancing with all of the artists. And it was just, I'd never seen that reaction in Waterloo Region before. Like, I'm like, audiences don't do that. So I thought it was the coolest thing ever. But it was also like, there was something about that show that made you feel like you had to just jump up and take some kind of action. You know, it was almost like a call for revolution. But instead, what you felt compelled to do was just jump up, go down, and dance with these artists. And it was kind of like this little dance party that happened after with all these audience members. And it was just amazing seeing all these audiences of all ages and all backgrounds and all dance experience on the stage. And it was just an incredible, like, it's a show that's going to stay with me forever. And anytime someone asks me what my favorite show that I've ever seen was, I say, oh, it's that one. And that company is called Sankofa Danza Afro in Colombia. And I also think it's really neat because their name, Sankofa, actually refers to an image of a crane that's reaching back, or it's looking back and reaching for an egg on its back while walking forward. And it basically means moving forward while looking back. And I feel like that's what, kind of what we're doing at Empty Space as well, is that we're acknowledging our history of where we come from personally, but also the history of where we are as we move forward into an inclusive future.
Hearing all these people talk about Empty Space who are involved in it has been really beautiful and inspirational.
So touching. It makes me want to go to a show.
Yeah, soon.
And speaking of that, to learn more about Empty Space's role in Kitchener-Waterloo, we spoke to Alan and Emily, who work a little more behind the scenes in the organization. Alan, the marketing coordinator, told us about his favorite Empty Space show, and warning, it's quite moving.
The show that I have seen and I'm excited for that's part of our impact programming is Empty Space's show called Amol. It similarly, it talks about the fallout of the Arab Spring, but it talks about the Syrian refugee crisis. And specifically, it talks about Syrian refugees who come to Waterloo Region, because we have a large population of refugees here. And oftentimes when they come to the, I think their stories kind of get flattened, if that makes sense. And what I think Amol tries to do is show the depth and the journey, you know, what it actually means for a family to leave their homeland and come here, which was really powerful. And there's this one scene in particular in the end where Murad, who's played by a local actor named Ahmad Murray, is lying down on the snow for the first time. And Gary Kirkham, who's one of our artistic associates, designed the projection in the background. So there's like the snowflakes falling with like this like really lovely lighting effect. And Nick Storing, another local composer who designed our sound, has this really, really beautiful soundtrack. That moment, I just still can't get out of my head because it was so beautiful. Yeah.
So Earlier, Pam mentioned how empty space and the community at large could benefit from an art center. So next you'll hear from Emily, who's the 2019 producer for Empty Spaces Impact Festival, who's recently moved to KW from Toronto. She tells us about the benefits of having a designated space for artists.
Another sort of conversation when we're talking about space, something that is sort of in cities like Toronto is like an Artscape program, where it's a building that's kind of giving office spaces and rehearsal spaces to arts organizations. So they sort of become an art hub or a mecca, and also become sort of a tourist attraction or an attraction for the locals to enjoy. And there's a lot of synergy that comes in that, and a lot of growth opportunities that spaces like that could do. We're very generously here at the First United Church, but you know, obviously a more collective office space that kind of brings all these arts organizations and Kitchener-Waterloo together, I think is really important, and that's a conversation that should be happening.
This is a quick reminder to everyone that Empty Space has been operating out of a small corner of a church and is putting on international theater festivals and touring shows they've put on internationally. This is an incredible organization that has not only given voices to marginalized people, but has been resilient and strong through difficulties and that have been presented to them, and used their success to reach out to those who may not see their stories represented, including refugees and youth organizations.
Throughout our talks, MTE Space has spoken a lot about the lack of available space. They told us about using things like factories or storefronts because they don't have access to actual theater spaces. So they've constantly been faced with these obstacles and then overcame them, which I think is very representative of the Black, Indigenous, and POC narrative.
I don't think the granting bodies often design programs in a way where it helps you grow infrastructurally. A lot of programs are based on projects and sort of the arts projects every year. And so what that ends up causing is for arts organizations, especially the ones who are at a size like ours, who doesn't have this established sort of infrastructure from the 70s, we have to kind of live year by year. And so every time there's a change in government, every time there is a new policy, every time there's a funding cut, we're living year by year because of the high dependency on grants. And we're not able to grow out of that dependency if we don't have an increase in operational funding. So Empty Space did receive an increase in operational funding from the Canada Council for the Arts for that very reason. And we were able to do a lot of things based on what I studied, based on that grant. Hopefully something like that continues and there are more opportunities. But as soon as that sort of stops or those programs disappear, you're kind of back to zero. Your growth is really stopped. And so I think that's something that granting bodies could really consider. I think there could also be a growth in sort of a donor culture here. It's really big in the States because of the way their funding model is based on, but I think here we could really use help from private donations and corporations as well as private donors who could participate and really have a say in a need for organizations like this to grow into a bigger size.
So much of that work that Empty Space does culminates at the Biennial Impact Festival. So we asked Emily what could be expected in this upcoming celebration, which you'll hear up now.
The Impact Festival is an international contemporary festival that we bring to the Kitchener-Waterloo region every 2 years. And it takes place over 6 days this year. We're bringing 7 international companies, bringing national companies from Montreal, from Toronto. We're also bringing Indigenous voices as well as a lot of local shows. Something great about festivals is it really celebrates all these things that are centralizing in the location that we're activating. And so we will be activating downtown Kitchener, several venues in downtown Kitchener, and bringing all these shows together, and they really elevate one another. These shows are We describe them as sort of powerful experiences as opposed to just something that you sit in a chair and look at and leaving it there. It should be a sensory experience. The stories should really speak to your heart. There's some really incredible topics that you could really chew on. The Tunisian Revolution, what's left of that, feminism, and all these really important discussions about displacement and identity, that I think is really important to spotlight. And the fact that we're spotlighting 23 productions within 6 days brings the kind of energy you could imagine is very, very powerful. So again, we're very excited to work again with venues like the museum, the registry, Conrad Center for the Arts, and the Jail Yard that we've been occupying for several years, as well as new venues that we're actually currently recruiting and in discussions with all these great community spaces and private spaces that has offered to a conversation with us. And so we're figuring out those details right now. But yeah, it's going to be a really, really exciting time.
Thank you so much to Pam, Alan, and Emily for speaking with us and for the energy that you put into Empty Space. If you're interested in learning more about Empty Space, you can find them on Facebook at the letter M, the letter T, space.ca, where you can purchase tickets to the Impact Festival.
Thank you so much for listening to Birdhouse on 102.7 CKMS. My name is Katie.
And my name's Francesca.
And we'll be playing music for you for the rest of the hour. Thanks.
I'm at a party I don't want to be at. And I don't ever wear a suit and tie yet. Wondering if I can sneak out the back. Nobody's even looking me in my eyes. Can you take my hand, finish my drink, say, shall we dance? Hell yeah. You know I love you, did I ever tell you? You make it better like that. Don't think I fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Yeah, I always feel like I'm nobody. Who wants to fit in anyway? 'Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. Are you making me feel that maybe I am somebody? I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. 'Cause I don't care as long as you just hold me near. You can take me anywhere. You're making me feel like I'm loved by somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. We at a party we don't wanna be at. Tryna talk but we can't hear ourselves. Speechless, I'd rather kiss them right back. With all these people all around, I'm crippled with anxiety. But I'm told it's where I'm supposed to be. You know what? It's kinda crazy 'cause I really don't mind. Can you make it better like that? Don't think we fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Oh yeah, yeah. When we walked in I said I'm sorry, but now I think that we should stay. 'Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. But you're making me feel like maybe I am somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. 'Cause I don't care as long as you just hold me near. You can take me anywhere. You're making me feel like I'm loved by somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. No, I don't like nobody but you. It's like you're the only one here. I don't like nobody but you, baby. I don't care. I don't like nobody but you. I hate everyone here. I don't like nobody but you, baby. Yeah. 'Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All the bad things disappear. You're making me feel like maybe I am somebody.
Baby, I'm somebody.
I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby. Yeah.
Cause all of my kindness is taken for weakness. Now I'm 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days till Friday. I'm just trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would tell me, ooh, that's all I want.
Woke up an optimist, sun was shining, I'm positive. Then I heard you was talking trash. Hold me back, I'm about to spaz.
Yeah, I'm about 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days till Friday. I'm trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would drive me. Ooh, that's all I want. And I know that you're up tonight thinking, how could I be so selfish? But you call about 1,000 times wondering where I've been. Now I know that you're up tonight thinking, how could I be so reckless? But I just can't apologize. I hope you can understand.
If I go to jail tonight, promise you'll pay my bail. See, they wanna buy my pride, but that just ain't up for sale.
See, all of my kindness, it's taken for weakness. Now I'm 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days till Friday. I'm trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would tell me, ooh, that's all I want. 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days till Friday. Just trying to make it back home by Monday morning.
Tell me something, girl, are you happy in this modern world, or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'll fall in all the good times. I find myself longing for change, and in the bad times I fear myself.
Tell me something, boy, aren't you tired trying to fill that void? Or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? I'm falling in all the good times. I find myself longing for change, and in the bad times I fear myself.
Deeper, watch as I dive in. I'll never meet the ground. so now I'm solo that I can see under the skirt of an ant. Solo that I don't get high no more when I try no more, I just go hand. Solo my cup is a rojo, my cholo, my friend. Solo that I can admit when I hear that another kid is shot by the popo, it ain't an event no more. Solo that no more high horses so hard to wear polo. When I do, I cut the pony off, now there's a hole that once was a logo. How fitting, solo that I can give a fuck about what is trending. Trying to cut down on my spending, regardless of winning, instead of pretending and bending over backwards, over half of the whole had work done. Saying they want something real from a man, just saying that we being real persons. I hate that it's like this, I feel for you, and I don't know what it's like with a skirt on. So pardon me if I am being insensitive, but darling, this only worse sons. Solo my halo, say way low, it feel like it's been. Solo that when they throw pussy or pesos, don't pay no attention to it. Solo that I am no rookie, but feel like a kid. Looking at the other kids with astonishment while I'm on punishment, watching the summer come close to an end. After 20 years in, I'm so naive I was under the impression that everyone wrote their own verses. It's coming back different, and yeah, that shit hurts me. I'm humming and whistling to those not deserving. I stumbled and lived every word. Was I working just way too hard?
Bad luck to talk on these rides. Mine on the road, your dilated eyes. Watch the clouds float, white Ferrari. Had a good time.
16, how was I supposed to know?
And you know anything?
I let you out at Central. I didn't care to state the plane, kept my mouth closed. We're both so familiar. White Ferrari,
stick by close by me.
You were fine.
You were fine.
As distance slow by. Left when I forget to speak. So I text the speeds, lesser speeds, Texas speed, yes. Basic Texas toll on me, eventually, yes. High on me, eventually, yes.
I care for you still, and I will forever. That was my part of the deal. Honest, we got so familiar. Spending each day of the year, white Ferrari. Good times.
In this life. Too many years since I stood eyelids on a facelift.
Don't need more on your own.
Mind over matter is magic. I do magic. If you think of values,
say we're small and not worth the mention. You're tired of moving, your body's aching. We could vacate, there's places to go. Clearly this is it. All that there is, can't take what's been given. But we're so okay here, we're doing fine. Rama and naked, you dream of walls that hold us in prison. It's just a skull, at least that's what they call it. And we're
cosa sin enamorarte. Quiero que te sientas cómoda si vamos aparte. Como una pistola, rompe la disco, todo el mundo menciona. Pero esa mami conmigo es de hora.
Úsame, bailame ahora. Le mete sudando su cuerpo de mora.
De todas las baby, ella es la championa. Se pone loquita si me escucha en la emisora. Y ahora,
úsame, bailame ahora. Le mete sudando su cuerpo de mora.
De todas las baby, ella es la championa. Se pone loquita si me escucha en la emisora. Y ahora,
y de pensar que yo contigo quiero estar, estar. Quiero probar algo de ti pa' no olvidar.
Yo no me sé ni su nombre, pero la quiero. Paso y dejo su fragancia, me desespero.
For me to think that you are the one for me. Left your baby mom, now Cardi's your wife to be. Ex had me locked up, but you came to set me free. They say you're not my type, but you got my type to be. So answer this, can you hold me, can I trust you? Paddock on the wrist, both arms, that's what us do. Mansion on the hills, half-half if you want to. But that's only if you want to.
Úsame, bailame ahora. Le mete sudando su cuerpo de mora.
De toda la baby, ella es la championa. Se pone loquita si me escucha en la emisora. Y ahora,
úsame, bailame ahora. Le mete sudando su cuerpo de mora.
De